Exclusive: Mike Rogers walks through radical leftist opponents in Michigan Senate race. By Hannah Knudsen on May 5, 2026. The Democrat candidates vying for the Senate seat in Michigan are radical leftists, one of whom even once talked about how she hated the state. Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Staring off with Democrat State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Rogers pointed out that there are questions lingering on when she actually moved to the state, as well as a trove of horrid tweets about how she hates Michigan. She said she moved to Michigan in 2014, come to find out she was still voting in California in 2014 and 2015, which raises a whole bunch of series of questions. And she has a whole bunch of horrid tweets about how she hates Michigan. She wished she were back in California. I mean, pretty rough stuff for somebody that says that they want to represent Michigan, Rogers said. Matter of fact, I've been saying I really do think she ought to move back to California. She'd have a much better chance of getting elected. She is pretty radical, kind of left-leaning, embracing this new left energy of the Democrat Party. And so she's, candidly, a mess, he said. Host Mike Slater brought up one of her tweets, recanting, "I had a dream that the U.S. amicably broke off into the ring coasts, Canada, Mexico, parts of Michigan, Texas, and then Middle America. And you, like, had to pick a side. So it's like, being Middle America's like a different country, right?" She's running for Senate in a state that she doesn't like, with people she doesn't like. What is this? Roger said it tells you everything everyone needs to know about her. Welcome to the Democrat Party in 2026. They are a mess. They're a dumpster fire, he said. Another Democrat candidate in the race, Abdul El Said, apparently told staffers not to talk about the assassination of the Ayatollah, because there's a lot of people in Dearborn who are sad, Slater pointed out. And you know, Bernie Sanders joins them on stage on Sunday to a robust crowd. And listen there, they don't like the American way of life, Rogers said of his far-left competitors. They don't like the government that we have. They're pretty open about it. And so if you think about where the left is going and where they want to take the country, him talking about this is crazy. Rogers also pointed out that they brought leftist influencer Hassan Piker into the mix, a guy who said America deserved 9/11. When asked if he would disavow the remarks, Abdul El Said reportedly stated that he was not there to disavow those remarks. So you own it, they want to go represent, you know, the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and a democracy that survived 250 years of constitutional republic. And they talk like that about how terrible America is, Rogers said. And finally, speaking about Democrat Representative Haley Stevens, DME, another candidate, Rogers noted that she voted to have California standards in 2025 here in Michigan. These candidates, he continued, are trying to mislead voters. They're going to try to say that they're, you know, team normal, or they're the moderate in the race. Their voting record, their language, how they feel, is very, very different. And I do think that's why we're doing so well, Rogers added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Mike Rogers, May 5, 2026. A victory for Rogers in Michigan would be a GOP pickup in the Senate. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.